Om Shanti. Today Baba is talking about our present godly birth and what an invaluable birth this present godly birth is. So our birth, this godly birth, is a special birth, and it is also the most valuable, or you cannot account for its value. So that's why Baba is saying it as the invaluable birth. This is the only time we get this special birth, because only in this confluence age Baba comes and gives us this spiritual birth, which is the godly birth. And the rest of the cycle, even in the first half of the cycle, when it is the deity world, we only get a deity birth. That is, we are given birth by deities. But God Himself is giving us birth now. So that is why this birth is more valuable than even the golden and silver age birth. Because we got this birth, as a result of it, we become eligible, or we are born into golden and silver ages. So this birth is the basis for the entire cycle. So that's why it's very invaluable. And God Himself is giving us this special birth. And just as elevated as He is, by giving us this birth, He's making us also so elevated. Right before Baba gave us this birth, we were ordinary. We didn't even know who we were. But Baba has made us so elevated. He has given us this divine birth and also divine intellect. So just as He's ocean of knowledge, He's made us also knowledgeful. So that is why this is invaluable birth. Because we are aware of our own self, what is our true self as imperishable souls. And also we are aware of our original qualities. And we are aware of our true relationship with God. And it is only in this invaluable birth we know all these. Rest of the time, for half of the cycle, in golden and silver ages, we only had awareness of the soul, but we didn't have awareness of who is God. We didn't have awareness of the Father. And from copper age onwards, we even forgot ourselves. So because we have this divine intellect, this birth is so invaluable. And how does Baba give us this birth? It's not like a regular birth that we received in the rest of the cycle, right? It is very special. He gives us this birth through His vision. Like, out of the millions of souls, He picked us. God's vision fell on us. And that gave us this spiritual birth, this invaluable birth. So His vision is so elevated, and He chose us. So we are so special. And with His drishti, He created us. And He gave us birth. He not just gave us birth, but He is also sustaining us. Every moment He is sustaining us with His love and power. And with that sustenance that we are receiving from Him, we receive love now from, we are receiving it from the ocean of love, which is like limitless. It is this that we are receiving now. It makes us eligible, Baba says, to receive love throughout the cycle. For the first half of the cycle, we are living in heaven. So everyone is loving there. And also afterwards, even our memorials as gods and goddesses in the temples are loved by everyone, are respected by everyone. And the basis for all that is the sustenance and love that we receive from Baba now. So this makes us eligible for receiving love throughout the cycle. And he is also given us, after giving us birth, he has given us our birthright of purity. So what is thought as impossible or difficult since copper age, he is made that easy for us by giving it as a birthright. He said that is natural for us. Purity is our original nature, our original religion. And so when by giving it as a birthright, we are getting it naturally. It's easy for us. So that is why also this birth is invaluable. Because of this purity that we adopt in this birth now, we remain pure and we remain in a pure world for half the cycle. Right? The entire world there is pure. The birth is by pure birth in the first half of the cycle. And even afterwards, as deities in bhakti, we are given that the memorial places that are created are also kept pure and clean because of this purity that we adopt in our life now, in this birth. So for the entire cycle, we get to have that purity, either in the living form or even as memorials, we are able to maintain that purity. And also, why is this birth invaluable? Because it is now Baba has given us, giving us in a practical form, experience of all relationships with him, right? And he's sustaining us in that way. So in no other time in the cycle, we are able to have that experience of practical relationship with God. It is only this time that we can experience him in everything. In whatever we do, we can experience his company. And but it's one thing that we have to have it in our awareness. Then only we are able to experience his company. If we have that awareness that we are God's children, that God is our father and mother, then we make our actions and our speech also according to that. Then only we are able to keep that value that Baba is telling us. Otherwise, we forget our own value. So Baba reminded us of our value, of how valuable this life is, and he's saying, he was asking us if we remember our own value or not, or if we sometimes forget. So he's seeing us all, and he knows what we do. We forget our own value. So he's saying why we are doing that. When we don't remember our value, then we become ordinary and we fall down. So it's like he is elevating us to that stage, but if we are not in that awareness, we cannot live up to his blessings or what he is giving us. We cannot make it our own. So the way to keep that value that Baba is giving us, to make our vision towards ourselves also so elevated, he sees us all the time as invaluable. He says like we are the jewels. Like he said, like we are the memorials. Like how in bhakti they say there is so much regard for the nine jewels, Navratan, and they consider that as destroyer of obstacles. They wear either a ring of Navratan or they wear a locket, and they feel that they'll be safe, that no obstacles will come to them. And Baba explains that that is the memorial of us souls, that Baba has created as invaluable jewels now, and we are those. And the memorial of us is created in bhakti as Navratan. So he has that elevated vision for us, but we can remain that elevated or invaluable as the jewels only when we keep him in our company. So when we do it in the right method, we are invaluable. But if we get the consciousness of I, that I am great, that I am everything, then all that is lost. Because who is that made us like that? It is Baba. So it is his greatness that is making us elevated. When we have that in our awareness, then we are able to do the right things with the right attitude. But when we get that factor that I am everything, I am great, then we lose it. It's like going into vices, getting that ego, that consciousness of I. So when we have that consciousness of being a God's child and getting that gift or this special birth from God, then our value stays elevated. And he is so humble that he gives us the status of being equal to him. Right? Like he is the highest on high, God, but he has so much love, unlimited love for us, that he elevates us to be equal to him. He says, you children are like he is the creator, he is the like the bestower, and he says we are master bestowers, we are master creators. So he gives us master of everything. He says we are the master oceans of knowledge, we are master ocean of love. So his vision to us is so elevated. That's why he's saying that this is an invaluable birth. But when we keep him in our company with every thought, then only that value is retained. And another thing what we do that we don't retain the value is by not following his directions. When we don't follow his directions, then also we're doing wrong things, and that value, that highest value that he's seeing us, we're not able to stay in that high stage, because we come down, we fall down again. When we don't follow his directions, we are doing things against his direction, then the value decreases. So by knowing this value of this elevated birth, we also create not just for now, but we creating fortune for the entire cycle. So that's why also this birth is so invaluable, because we are writing our fortune for the entire cycle. So whenever it's very important time, it's critical, we give so much value to it, right? Like when we are preparing for an exam, or when we are giving an exam which our life depends on, our career depends on, there's so much value to that time. We don't do any wasteful things during that time. So this birth, this present godly birth, is so critical for the entire cycle. Like once whatever we write now, whatever we create now, is what creates the our part or our role in the entire cycle. So how much ever we want to claim now, like how much ever we want to become his helpers in his task, this is the time for us to do that. And this, what we accumulate for ourselves now, will be with us for the entire cycle. As inheritance we get in the land of happiness, but also in bhakti also, like our memorials are praised and they are worshipped. So the entire cycle is dependent on this time, this birth. That's all. That's why also with regards to the value of time, this birth is very invaluable. So homework is to maintain that awareness, keep our own value as the special jewels or that invaluable birth we received. And it is invaluable, that what we received, but its value stays like that only when we maintain that. If we don't care for it, if we don't nurture it every movement or in everything that we are doing, then we are diminishing its value by our actions, by our thoughts. So we have to pay attention to what way we are thinking and what we are thinking. And when we are knowledgeful, as Baba said, he makes us into knowledgeful souls. So when we have this knowledge, which we have only now, with this knowledge, he's asking us to create our fortune. How do we create it? By making our thoughts powerful. And even if something comes in between, like some Maya comes, he doesn't want us to waste our time by thinking about it. Why did this come? What happened? How did this happen? All that is again making it into an account of waste. So not wasting our time and energy in going into the question mark of why, what, and when, and how. He just wants us to become knowledgeful at that point and have the power to change our thought, to steer our thoughts in the right direction. So with that way, we can keep that awareness of the value of this time and value of this birth with us all the time. So having attention to everything that we do. Om Shanti.